Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know we're feeling pretty good after last night, nailing everything going on with the Bengals and the Steelers game. Heading into a full weekend, NFL, college football action as well. Got some good games there, and I'm feeling good about the Dodgers, Sam. But I've got a few other things that I want to go over. How about you? What stands out Friday feels for the people?
Well, speaking of nailing, let's start there.
Okay.
I'm not an early person, you're going. As you know. I'm not an early person. I like to be up late, and then I try and get out of bed 7:45, and then our show starts at 9. But a lot of my stuff is done at night. You're the opposite. You get up early, and you prep early. I prep late. It's fine. Whatever works. Whatever floats your boat. So the Painters are back, part two. And I guess they were here yesterday to start the second half of our project in the house. So the entire exterior of the house is being scraped and repainted. We talked about this last week. It was at this time last week that they were power washing the side of the house that I was sitting in. So this morning, the sanding, scraping, hammering, and drilling, 7:15 a.m.
Oh, the sanding.
Which for me, hour and a half straight. Luckily, that part is, I guess, over. The sanding and the scraping has subsided, and I believe they are now just painting, which is nice. I was under the impression that this was going to happen for at least 4 hours, but I guess they did a lot of the sanding yesterday because I got home late last night, 8 o'clock, 8:30, get off the train, get home. So I didn't really see all that they did yesterday. But the sanding, scraping, drilling, hammering did commence this morning at 7:15 a.m., putting me in a very bad mood out of the gate. But I am turning that frown upside down and powering through as one should.
It's a perfect opportunity to go run some errands, go to the store, but you can't because you have to work for the next few hours. Now, after that, then you could, but... Yeah, get whatever.
The best is, though, the best is when you hear, well, it's not that bad. Yeah, okay, not that bad.
And you guys don't have, like, a basement, right?
No. Yeah. Well, we do, but it's not finished. It's not finished.
Yeah, yeah. There's no, you're not going down there to hang out or just get away from the noise, and you can't.
No, I go down there to get asbestos.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Oh, man. So, done this weekend?
I believe finished up tomorrow. So what isn't finished today will be completed tomorrow. So really not that big of a deal, but my alarm clock should be my alarm clock, not the sound of my house being sanded to pieces.
Oh, man, they got out there early. All right. Yeah. Jeez. That sometimes you come across people like, oh, this is what you do every day, huh? Makes you happy for your job. Like, what we do is the worst thing in the world.
Very happy.
I got a couple sports betting related things, but I'll do the non-sports first like you did. So, on the fall ball team, about a month and a half ago, we had a scare with a head injury. It was a scooter accident that could have been really bad. It was close to being really bad. Thankfully, everybody's good and healthy. So it was a head injury. So the team is sensitive to stuff like this. We have practice yesterday because tomorrow, if the rain will hold off, we have our semifinal game. So we're just ruffling, going through some stuff. We got very limited time at the end. I'm like, okay, let's do some quick hitting, you know, live at bats, whatever. And I decided to go out there with the machine. And it just in a rush, let's just get it done, whatever. Wasn't thinking. a couple of parents already starting to show up for the kids. And we're just rifling through, getting people in, getting people out. Let's go, let's go. You go here, blah, 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 whatever. I didn't grab the L screen. I didn't grab a glove. A kid they call Train comes up to bat. He's one of these kids that, you know, when you're 12, 13, there's always one or two on a team that are just like massive. Like you're looking at up at him. You're getting intimidated. A kid's got to be taller than me at this point already. He spit on a ball right up the middle. I go diving. Boom. Hits me right on the side of the head. And I'm like, everybody's like, are you okay? Are you okay? One of the coaches is like, everybody take a knee. No, we're not taking a knee. All right, I'm fine. We're good to go. Little lightheaded, little woozy. I thought about Paul Aspen and the softball incident. Like, yeah, I don't feel good right now. I was a little concerned about going to sleep last night. I'm watching Bengals Steelers cheering on Flacco. Got the ice pack up against the head. As I do this right now, I do feel a bit of a bump, light headache, maybe concussed if I say something crazy today, but we're good. We're good to go. So how am I feeling? This side of my head, not so good. That's what I think about Friday feels.
I'm very sorry that happened. Can we get the measurables on Train though? The people need to know how tall, how wide, how much does he weigh?
Massive. Just mass. I'm not saying wide. I'm saying very tall. Very tall, very strong kid. And he's super athletic. You would think, you know, a lot of these teams, when you come across a kid like that, they're slow. Like, no, he's also a basketball player. He's a big. So, yeah. No, he's tall. He's got to be – I'm pretty sure he's taller than me. And I was 6 foot at one time. I'm probably shrinking. I haven't checked in a while. It wouldn't surprise me if I were going up to a wall and measure myself if I were 5'10 at this point. I'll probably be 5'7 by the time I'm dead. But yeah, no. Big kid. Big kid.
I was going to say, my size, 6'2", 220.
Not 13. Quite. He will be. He will be for sure.
He'll probably be bigger. He'll be bigger than me for sure.
Yeah. They're all – it's crazy. Like my son is way bigger than when I was – 12, 13. Way bigger. Not even close. I think most of them are. So, yeah. Friday feels not feeling so great. What about sports? Sports betting? It's all good. My first thought was like, I don't know if I'm doing the show tomorrow. And also, good thing it wasn't straight on to the face, because that would have been bad if like I'm doing the show and you see stitches of a major league baseball on my forehead, because that's
right.
What would have
happened. Friday feels domestic violence, right? Oh, here. No, it was a baseball, I swear.
You see Rob Manfred's like, signature on my forehead? Yeah.
So, hold on. Before we do more sports, I want to talk about the take a knee coach, because that's very funny. The take a knee! Like that guy.
I hate the knee. I hate taking a knee. I hate it. Go ahead.
We had a coach at Carmel, sophomore baseball, who was like the third coach. You know, there's the manager, the head coach, and then there's the second guy who people respect, and then there's the third guy who shows up like every other day, maybe.
Yes.
And the third guy for us was the take a knee, men, one of those guys. This was also a guy we used to practice at Jackson Park. For those that know Jackson Park, we didn't practice at the school. We practiced in the hood at Jackson Park. Uh-huh. So he would take one of the nicer bats on the team, because the rich kids all had like the DeMarinis and the, you know, whatever, like the really fancy bats, the stealth bats. Mm-hmm. During practice, or during like the educational part of practice, he would take somebody's really nice $300 bat, go into the outfield and look for golf balls so he could throw them up and crack them with the DeMarini.
What?
That's insane. I know. He was insane. He was a lunatic. A lunatic. So then people would wonder why their bats were all messed up. Oh, because coach was in the outfield during the downtime of practice lining golf balls from Jackson Park with the DeMarini.
Why was he taking the nice bats? Idiot.
Because he was a hillbilly. That's why.
So I was going to ask you about the price because, like, you're a bit younger than me, but the nice ones then were $300.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, about 300, 400, maybe. They have to be double now. I mean, I'm talking now, 2003, 2004.
And any new bats, like $500 to $600 now that the kids are willing to say that they want. Yeah. Crazy. What a racket.
This guy used to have Lipton. I was like, take a knee. You know, take Lipton, a knee. The pouch. Yeah, take a knee. And he'd be in the outfield looking like Hato from Rookie of the Year, teeing off on golf balls.
You're so right, though, about, like, the third coach, the guy who's there every other day. Like, yeah, the one on my team is a fireman, so obviously he can't be there because you're on watch for 24 straight hours. But, yeah, every team has one of those, too. It's like, they're there once in a while when they can be, you know. And this guy's in golf balls. What an idiot. For what?
Like, throwing him up, and then just cracking golf balls. Yeah, and then he'd also do this. If you're watching on video, after he'd hit one really well, he'd do this and he'd watch it. He'd put his hand above his eyes and watch it go. Oh, what a hillbilly he was.
Oh, man. What a clown. All right, anything else jumping out for Friday Feels?
I want to give a shout out to the Bulldog from WGR. He had a parlay last night that cashed at 182-1.
Get out.
He said it to me last night. Yes. Yes. Not going to tell you how much he won. I don't kiss and tell. I don't put people's business in the streets. But here's his parlay. Darnell Washington touchdown. Noah Fant touchdown. Jamar Chase touchdown. Flacco 250 passing yards and the Bengals money line.
Oh, man. Yeah. We talked about the Bengals yesterday. That's a great one. I mean, last night was the perfect night for it. If you're into touchdown parlays, boom, boom, boom. Look at all the total's 45. It went, what, 19 over? Something like that? What a game for props.
33-31. So, yeah, flew over.
Yeah. What a night for props. That's good. Good job, Bulldog. He's on he owns Thursdays. Like every week he's hitting something big. Some touchdown prop that's 6-1 or double digits. Good job. Speaking of Thursday night football, I've thought it. This has confirmed it. It's like, put it in stone. Never, ever Thursday night football and Survivor. We've had three straight weeks now. We go Rams favored by 8.5. They lose to the Niners. Last week, Eagles favored by 7.5. They lose to a rookie quarterback in Dart in the Giants. And then last night, you've got the Steelers 5.5-point road favorites. All division games, because that's the thing now with Thursday night football. They lose. Three straight big favorites losing outright. Quick turnaround, Thursday night football. I think that's part of it, Sam. And then, like, you think back to earlier in the year when the favorites did win. They were close games. Seattle, Arizona was close. The Bills game against Miami, yes, they win by 10. But that ended up being close for way too much of the game. And we know how terrible the Dolphins are. So never, ever Survivor Thursday Night Football. Never forcing it.
Don't do it. No Thursday, no Jaguars. No. Joe O's pinnacles of betting Survivor. Yes. Along with GRP's number one commandment, pick a winner.
That's
favorite
a little bit
commandment.
That's good.
Yes. That's the best one. Also, before we step away here, actually, we have about 90 seconds. Let's give a shout out to Brian Gerch, who has a football coach that decided Indiana was a better job than Penn State. Kurt Cignetti. Yeah. Come on down. 8 years, $11.6 million per year. I tongue-in-cheek said, why would he leave Indiana? It's a better job than Penn State. Now, we could fight about that until we're all dead. I mean, there's no real way to prove that, but I mean, clearly he's content staying at Indiana. 5 years ago, Kurt Cignetti signed a deal at James Madison for $425,000. Now he signed an extension at Indiana, 8 years, $11.6 million per year. He bet on himself, and he won.
Man, I didn't even think you were saying it tongue-in-cheek. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Indiana right now, in 2025, with the state of everything going on, it's a better job than Penn State. And I saw the YouTube video. There were some people that were arguing about it. We got a lot of views. Check it out if you want to know what we're talking about on the BetMGM Network YouTube page. But, yeah, man, I agree with that. Good job. Good job, Indiana. They're not playing. They're not going to sit around and wait until somebody else is coming and offering stuff. Like, he got a raise in the offseason too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they – and then they did it again. How many times are we going to have to keep doing that?
2 years ago, $4.5 million. Last year, $8 million. Yesterday, $11.6
million. Wow. Good on them making that commitment.
Per year.
We love you. Don't go anywhere. Please. Speaking of college football, we'll talk about our college football MLB bets on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.